We have Carl Norgaard, is that correct? Carl Norgaard, Kelly Kennedy, and Brian Heath. Now, Brian is also a policeman in the area, so I'm pretty excited about that. He has a dog. I love dogs. He didn't bring the dog up, and he's wearing a shirt from another team other than Viking, but we'll still let him talk, okay? We'll be back with them. They're from Prism. But right now, we're taking your calls, 1-800-543-1110. 402-558-1110. Right now, we're going to go right to our guests. We have Carl, we have Kelly, and we have Brian. When I count to three, can we all say hi? One, two, three.
Hi.
Yeah, Kelly's in this beautiful Husker shirt, which is okay with us. Carl's got the Prism shirt on, really okay. Brian has a smudge on the middle of his shirt. We don't know what it is exactly. I don't think it's a Viking logo. But tell me, Carl, can you tell me a little bit, what is Prism? It's spelled P-R-I-S-M. Tell me about it.
Our group is called Prism. It stands for Paranormal Research and Investigative Studies Midwest. Our webpage is doyouseedeadpeople.org.
Now, wait a minute. Your webpage is doyouseedeadpeople.org?
Yes.
What do you see deadpeople.org? What would they find out when they go to that webpage?
They're going to find out that we are a nonprofit group that investigates hauntings. We try to gather proof of the paranormal, and in doing so, help the individual that's experiencing that, be it business, private residence, whatever.
What do you mean help them in? Help them understand it? What do you do exactly?
Well, a lot of people, when they start having things happen in their home, they're not sure what's going on. Things might move. They might see shadow movement. Mm-hmm. They might hear footsteps or knocks. And what we do is come in with our equipment. We have infrared cameras and different things that ghost hunting people use. And we try to document that. And a lot of people just fear that they're losing their mind when this happens. And at least we're somebody that believes in what they see happening to them and can prove it to them or disprove it.
So you go in and disprove it and prove it. Is there a reason that some places are haunted, more haunted, do you think? And have you come up with any understanding of why? I have a whole series on this, but we'll talk about that another time. But do you validate that there is life after death? Or
I think we have in some cases. Some places, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be an old house or an old building. Some brand new homes actually have paranormal activity in them.
That would be, we could just say haunted.
Haunted, yes.
They're haunted.
Right.
So they're haunted, and they come in and you find out what they're haunted. Does the haunting stay there, or what do you do? Give me the details. I need some. How do you?
Well,
does it bring relief to the people who have it?
A lot of times, just knowing that we agree with them, that what's happening in the house is all they needed. They just need that somebody agrees with them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are fine with it after that. Some people want to go a step further, and they want it out of their house. And sometimes it's all they have to do is take control and tell the spirits that it's my house now, I live here, we're okay with you being here, but you need to leave us alone. You can be in the garage, you can be in the basement, but when we're here, you know, you're scaring our kids or whatever, we need you to tone it down.
So you have them talk to the spirits.
They can talk to the spirits. There's also people, and sometimes we do it as a cleansing where you actually try to rid the property of the spirits.
How do you do that?
There's different methods. We use sage.
Sage is
holy
good.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Sea salt.
Sea salt.
Mm-hmm. And after we cleanse the house like that, then we fill the void with something like cedar. We feel that when we do the saging, it releases the negativity from the property, and then we need to fill that void with something. So we use a cedar smell, like an incense stick or something that we go through the house with to fill that void.
You know, the Indians use sage. Is
correct.
Is that where you got that
correct.
From? Yeah, the Indians.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixture of religion and Indian.
And so, how does the churches and things handle you doing this in Omaha? And how long has this been in Omaha?
PRISM has been in Omaha since 2003. We're the oldest group in the Omaha area. Mm-hmm. We have been called in on a couple of occasions to deal with what we believe was a demonic possession where the people were possessed. What we've done in those cases is document as much evidence that's what's happening. We put it
here
to
in
a,
Omaha.
Here in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
We take it to the church, which the first one we used, the Church of the Intercessors, who intervened on the church's behalf, and they did masses with the people and prayed. And it seemed to do some good. However, it came back, and mm-hmm. people ended up leaving the Omaha area.
So the possession was with Omaha.
It was with Omaha people that lived in an apartment, in this case, in Omaha.
Mm-hmm. And they possessed somebody else? And you tried to cleanse it with the religion?
Well, we tried to do not quite an exorcism, but mm-hmm. because we can't do that. That has to be done by the church.
Right.
So the closest thing we could come is to give the church the evidence of what was happening and let them take it from there.
Wow. Wow.
I have contacted, there is a priest in the Lincoln area that has taken the classes in Rome for exorcism.
Wow.
And he is here that can handle cases of that nature.
Wow. Wow. Now tell me exactly what is it you're doing with UNO this coming Friday, is it?
This coming Friday at 6 o'clock, we'll be at UNO. With the UNO Paranormal Society is putting on the event. They brought together PRISM and three other groups. We'll be there showing evidence of hauntings. We'll show you how we do
hauntings here in Omaha.
Hauntings here in Omaha and in the Midwest area.
Mm-hmm.
We'll show our equipment. We'll show different things like that, videos, still pictures, audio of ghost voices that have been captured. We will go from there. We'll break everybody up into segments, and they will go with each respective group, and we'll go somewhere on campus and do a mini ghost hunt.
Wow.
We probably won't have a whole lot of time. We'll probably do some EVP work.
What's EVP? EVP?
That's electronic voice phenomena. That's where you ask spirits to talk to you, and you may not hear them when they do, but your digital recorder can pick that up.
Wow.
Later on, after that, we'll go back and we'll examine what we've got, and if there's anything that we caught during that time, it'll be played back for everyone to hear.
Wow.
There'll also be a panel discussion, and we'll all be at different tables where the people can come up and talk to.
Is there a cost for this?
There is a $5 registration fee.
That's not, yeah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, if I can go to you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How long have you been with PRISM?
Since 2005.
And what brought you to join PRISM or get involved with paranormal?
Well, I've had paranormal activity surround me my whole life. I've had issues back when I was 8 years old. I saw a full-body apparition. But the reason that we joined PRISM was actually because we were having paranormal activity in our homes and we didn't know what to do. Me and my husband, who was my fiancé at that time, the first place that we moved into was an apartment complex in Ralston. It was a great three-bedroom apartment, mm-hmm. good rent, good
right.
location, and it was very haunted. Something that wasn't a normal haunting. It was evil. We had lights would turn on and off by themselves. Radio would turn on and off by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Chairs would rock by themselves.
Wow.
The biggest paranormal thing that happened when we were there was I was in the house by myself, and a door had shut in the back master bedroom. There was a bathroom in the master bedroom, and the door shut, and I went back to check to see what was happening because we did have two cats, and I thought maybe one of the cats had gotten locked in the bathroom, and I opened the door, and all of the bathroom rugs were turned upside down, and then the toilet seat cover was turned upside down as well.
Wow.
So that was about the time that we contacted PRISM.
Wow.
Got involved with the group thereafter because we believed and, we brought mm-hmm. good situations to the table, and they came and did an investigation at the apartment. They caught a few video orbs of intelligent orbs that were, you know, you could tell in the video it would come at you and then it would fly up over your head like it was avoiding you.
Mm-hmm.
And got some pictures and different audio evidence in the apartment, and then thereafter we became a part of the group.
Wow. Did you move?
Yes, okay. We did. We moved actually the day of the investigation. We were in the process of moving. So we had another apartment already lined up that we went and stayed at that night.
Cool. All right. Now we want to talk to Brian. Brian, with a smudge on your shirt. What is that smudge anyway, Brian?
It would be the St. Louis Rams logo.
And you can actually say it in the KFAB studio. Naughty boy, naughty boy.
I've sang it proudly since the 1970s.
Okay. All right. Now, Brian, as I understand, you're a policeman?
That is correct.
Tell me, what kind of a policeman, out of curiosity?
I'm with a canine unit. I'm a canine police officer.
And what's your dog's name?
Duke, after John Wayne. My son named him.
Do you talk to him? Where does he sleep?
I talk to him in Dutch occasionally, and he stays at home with me.
Does he sleep in the bed or on the floor?
No dogs in the bed. He has a kennel outside. If it's bad weather or really hot, he'll stay inside in a kennel. But no, he's not the type of dog you want roaming around the house.
Okay. And did you train him to smell all this?
I did.
Sometime I'd love to talk about dog training to sniff out drugs and things. That would be an interesting show. Brian, what got you started with the PRISM group?
I was watching an episode of Ghost Hunters one night.
Yes, things on sci-fi, yes.
And I thought that would be interesting to do, so I got online, and I looked up local paranormal research groups, and I found PRISM, doyouseedeadpeople.org.
Doyouseedeadpeople.org, that's a name you would... But I didn't find you. I found you under PRISM. Mm-hmm. So you have a PRISM website, too.
It links to that site.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm cool.
So I contacted Carl by email and said that I'd been a detective for 8 years. I was a homicide detective, narcotics detective, and I was wondering if that would be something that they would like to have with their organization and if I could go along on some investigations with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I became involved. He responded pretty quick. And I'm sort of I am the debunker of the group. I'm a skeptic, I believe, but I'm a skeptic. I approach it kind of from that angle, and you need that. In every type group like this?
I think, you know, if you go to a psychic, if you go to a reader, if you go to a doctor, anybody, if you don't go in with questions and skeptics, you're an idiot. You have to question everything.
And, you know, and in fact, in the majority of the investigations we do, especially more with the residents, because when you're going to the bigger places, there's usually a documented haunting.
Yeah.
So you know you're going to have something. But a lot of them, even at valid hauntings, a lot of the stuff they're experiencing can be explained. Because what happens is you may have a valid haunting, but then everything that happens becomes attributed to that. And then we have a lot of houses we go to where we don't find anything.
Wow.
He's a good people reader, too. He can tell us if the person is maybe not understanding what's going on in their home or something
Well,
like that.
You know, I the minute fear gets into your life, reality goes out. And that's why we call fear false evidence appearing real. Thank you for coming to be with us. This is the group from PRISM. And what is the website one more time?
Doyouseedeadpeople.org.
I just don't know. That's a name you're not going to forget. Is there a phone number they can reach you?
It's best to use the contact information on the webpage.
On the webpage. So go to... However, if you put PRISM under Google, I'm sure you'll come up with anything.
Yes, they will come up.
I'm just not going to do the Do You See Dead People. I'm sorry. I'm just doyouseedeadpeople.com. Thank you again for coming in and sharing your story. And this thing next week at college sounds like a hoot. UNO on Friday night. We'll be right back. We're coming back with your calls at 1-800-543-1110, 402-558-1110. This is Life with Psychic Susanna on 1110 KFAB.